The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Scott Hinnom coming to you live and direct from the First International Bank location in Williston today. And we're going to talk with the troopers here in just a little bit. Any questions you have on winter driving? Or we always get just great questions from motorists all throughout North Dakota when we have our trooper talk session. So we're looking forward to it. We have two troopers taking your questions today. Go ahead and get those calls in with your questions or comments at 800-228-0550. I am broadcasting from the First International Bank and Trust location in Williston today. This is their newest location. It is beautiful. 1331 9th Avenue Northwest on the Dakota Parkway, which is the bypass here. We're going to meet some more of the folks from First International Bank and Trust coming up here in just a little bit. I just met a fellow by the name of Bob DeBiasi. How do you say his name? Bob DeBiasi. DeBiasi.
DeBiasi?
There you go. He said same as the wrestler, but that didn't help me.
But it obviously helped you. As soon as you were starting to say it, I thought, I bet it's the same as the wrestler, so there we go.
Yeah, he told me. Yeah,
I love that.
The problem is I didn't know who the wrestler was, so it didn't really help me.
Ted DiBiase?
Yeah, I don't know Ted.
Okay, every Monday night you need to watch Raw, okay? Actually, Ted's kind of in the throwback Thursday machine there. That's a good wrestler name to come up with today on Thursday. We can make it throwback Thursday. We bring up Ted DiBiase.
Anyway,
name of years.
So Bob DiBiase is originally from Connecticut and moved here and started doing some work in the fracking part of the oil and gas industry. I love these kind of stories because here's a guy, you know, hears about the opportunity. North Dakota comes out here, goes to work, saves some money. Invest well, and started a business 3 months ago. His business is Rhino Linings Premium Protection of Williston. But he was in Iraq, and he saw this product while he was in Iraq, do so well in bomb-proofing various buildings and said, you know what, they could use this in the oil industry. So now he sells this same Rhino lining that he used over in Iraq on containments and on truck beds and all kinds of things for the industry. So really, really a neat story. So Bob, thanks for coming up and saying hi, and good luck with the new business. And if you need, a premium protection lining, and you want to chat with a good guy, whether it be for containments or truck beds or whatever, give Bob a call. 203-410-9840. He told me it was okay to give out his cell phone number. 203-410-9840. Or you can go to rhinolinings.com, rhinolinings.com. They're on 44th Street West here in Williston. DiBiase, Bob DiBiase. Now I got
there you
right.
go. Right, you're never going to get that name wrong the rest of your life. Now
I got it down. I got it down, by God. We're also brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, the folks that know sprayers. They just have one focus, sprayers. And a good time to wheel and deal a little bit. Maybe, the harvest wrapped up now, you want to upgrade for next year or find a good deal on a used sprayer. They have pull-type sprayers on hand. They have 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, 90-foot beams. They have used Apache sprayers, new Apache sprayers. Obviously, they are your Apache sprayer dealer. And they also have the ET Ag Center. So whatever you're doing post-harvest to get things in tip-top shape, they can help you out. 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the industry. They're in Mandan, right across from Bonanza. They're also in Fargo, actually Frontier, just south of Fargo. And online anytime at highplainsapache.com. All right, so let's get the caller in from Valley City that had a comment. I have one email, and we're going to get to the troopers here, okay? Your turn, Todd.
Yeah. Hang on.
You want me to read the email first?
Good morning, Scott. Yeah. Did I just hear you say, what do we want? What do we want from our new Republican elected senators and congressmen? Okay. When they take their oath of office, do they swear to uphold the Constitution? I think they still do. Okay, that's what I want. I want them to uphold their constitutional oath. And that's got to do with free trade, Social Security, everything. Congressman Larry McDonald wrote a book called We Hold These Truths. And in these days, we're just not. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for the call in Valley City today. Emailer Joe says something similar. The answer is simple. Defend the Constitution. As sworn members of our governing bodies, our representatives and senators have taken oath to uphold the Constitution and defend it against enemies, foreign and domestic. Our founding fathers were amazingly thoughtful in how they planned our government to work. They planned to balance the power to make certain that no one abused the power they were entrusted with because they had a pen. Ours is a representative democracy. It's time that our representatives truly represent us and not have their hands tied, because of their fears. I'd rather have bold representatives that truly represent the voters of North Dakota and aren't afraid to be told they're politically incorrect than have a representative that allows my rights as a citizen to be railroaded because of a president that has his own agenda. Thanks for keeping us enlightened and thinking. Joe and Linda sending that note. Thank you, Joe and Linda. Raised this issue for two questions today. One, obviously, on the immigration one nationally, which we're watching, as well as the North Dakota Industrial Commission meeting later today on conditioning. And it's a head-scratcher for me. I don't get it, especially when it seems as though we're about to suggest additional costs for an industry when they're already meeting the current regulations, just so I guess the critics will not dislike us as much anymore. Don't get it. Don't get it. So check it out. All right, 12 past the hour. There's snow on the ground in Williston. There's snow on the ground in Watford City and some parts of western North Dakota. And, you know, I know this is hard to believe, but the polar vortex known as winter has brought some snow, and it's going to bring some other winter driving conditions. Perfect time to just remember some very important winter driving tips, which is why we ask our friends from the North Dakota Highway Patrol to join us. Lieutenant Tom Iverson is here. Lieutenant Jody Scogan, we've got a twofer today, so we can't go wrong there. Jody? Tom, nice to have you back in the program. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Thanks for having us on.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both here on the program today. And here's how you ask your questions, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lieutenant Iverson, do we forget, as North Dakotans, is this a dangerous time when we have that first bout of slick roads in winter travel?
Absolutely it is. It's a time that we all need to... I think I was thinking about this on our way here, and I think we're all guilty of kind of getting used to our summer driving. We all need to take the proper precautions to make sure we're safe out on those winter roads. Some of the things that we can do right off the bat, simple solutions, reducing our speed, allowing some sufficient space between you and the vehicle in front of you so you don't end up, getting into a rear-end collision. And obviously some of the other things, wearing your seatbelt and refraining from drinking and driving, but slowing down, allowing that sufficient space is gonna save on your wallet, that's for sure.
It's also a good time to remember that sort of just automatic reflex of setting the cruise control, not a good idea with conditions that are sporadic. Lieutenant Scogan, explain why we often hear that advice this time of year.
Well, your cruise control feature doesn't allow you to have that feel for the road. Its only purpose is to maintain a particular speed, and when the conditions are changing, that mechanical action or that component of a car can actually contribute and does contribute to crashes. A vehicle might be trying to accelerate when it shouldn't be, which contributes to a loss of traction, and then the vehicle loses control, and by disengaging that component of your vehicle, you have a much greater ability to maneuver through those stretches as the roads change from somewhat good conditions to somewhat poor conditions. You have a feel for the road, and you're able to operate much more safely.
As often as we hear that from you, I assume you see that a lot as a cause of an accident. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, that has been a frequent contributing factor throughout the years when the road surfaces are slick, whether it's rain or snow or ice. The cruise control does contribute to crashes.
Lieutenant Iverson, what are we worst at this time of year? Is it driving the conditions, just speed, basically?
Yeah, I would say speed. We still see a number of vehicles out there that are not reducing their speed. It's just plain and simple. We got to slow down a little bit. We do kind of get caught off guard a little bit with the winter months approaching us now. But consider this your warning. We need to exercise proper care in our vehicles and reduce our speeds. I think that's our main issue that we face.
tips, suggestions, you know, any questions that you have about rules of the road or what, you know, the winter driving season brings in the way of frustrations for you, you'd like to share with your fellow motorists. It's all fair game today with our Trooper Talk. Always enjoy these guys being here and taking your questions. So any questions, fair game today on the program. Here's how you call us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email your questions in, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or as long as you're not driving, text them in. You could text Todd. He loves relaying your questions.
Don't text and drive.
No, don't do that. Not a good idea. What's the text option?
701-226-8503.
All right. Pull over.
I got a question. Do you guys have to, like, back into parking spots every time you go someplace?
Typically we do.
I have never seen you guys come here and not back in. I always wondered about that.
Well, never know when you need to leave or in a hurry.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I guess now we know our answer. All right. Short break. When we come back, we'll take our first of the calls on Trooper Talk today at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings. Anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level, and your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
In part today by BNSF Safety, the number one priority of Burlington Northern Santa Fe, BNSF. Their vision is to operate injury and accident free, and every day working to make that vision a reality through their safety programs, training, and technology. Thank them for their sponsorship. We're live at First International Bank and Trust in Williston today. Going to meet some more folks from here coming up. Plus, it's Trooper Talk today with the lieutenants taking your questions, Tom Iverson, Jody Scogan. And the telephone number is 800-228-0550. Let's go to Fergus Falls, Minnesota. And Steve has a question for the troopers. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Scott, Steve, just a comment and then a question for him. I'm on 94, and I unfortunately just passed an accident. My question for him was what to do in that case, but I was coming around a slight corner, and someone had lost control, and in Minnesota they have those cable barriers in the center median, and a one-ton pickup truck pulling a fifth wheel had hit that barricade, and the debris from both the pickup and that fifth-wheel trailer were in the driving, the passing lane on the eastbound side. He was going westbound. When I got to the top of the hill, there were three vehicles that had already stopped, and people were running across the road to administer aid to this person as I came up on the scene. So I slowed way down, and that cable kept him from coming into oncoming traffic. I don't know how close that would have been. But what should you do? I just drove through the accident scene carefully and slowly and then called 911 once I was clear of the accident. But what is your responsibility? And when I went by, the driver was in his vehicle, head back in his chair. He looked pretty unresponsive. I hope he was just shook up. I have no idea the extent of his injuries. But what should you do in that scenario when you come upon an accident scene like that?
Yeah, thanks for the question. I think you handled it precisely the way you should be, is slowing down, proceeding with caution, traveling through the area. If there's a number of people stopping the side of the road there, you definitely do not need to add to the line of vehicles stacked up on the roadway there. Some of those people are going to be administering aid, but you should be calling 911 just like you did. So that's you definitely handled it perfectly.
All right. Solid citizen, thanks, Steve. God. Thanks, you bet. Appreciate it. Kenny and Mandan, go ahead for the troopers.
Yes, gentlemen, I just wanted to thank you for your service. As of yesterday, even about 1800 in the evening, north of your town, north of Williston, by a pilot, I was coming into town on that big curve, and I was going to yield to traffic, oncoming traffic. I wanted to move over to the left lane, and the traffic was a trooper and a vehicle in front of the trooper. That vehicle got in front of my vehicle, which is a fully loaded semi-truck full of 7,200 gallons of diesel, and that trooper proceeded to have a visit with that operator of that vehicle. So I wanted to thank you, gentlemen, for your service.
Hey, well, we appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Well, have a good day.
Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate the call. Randy, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I've got a question for your officers there. I travel up 22 North up through the Berthold Reservation up toward Newtown there quite a bit. And probably during the course of this summer, there's been like five or six cows that have been hit on the road and like three or four horses. And I was kind of wondering what's up with that.
Yeah, you know, being the rural state we live in, we do come across these once in a while, actually quite frequently, where some cows get out onto the roadway. And We get numerous calls come into our state radio dispatch of cows out. We do send an officer to those. Sometimes we end up down in the ditch, you know, trying to chase that cow back into the fence. But other times, you know, we're just trying to get a hold of the landowner and see if we can figure out exactly whose cows they are and they can come out and take care of the problem. But, yeah, I mean, we just need to be aware that hazard can and does exist out there. You know, you get a black cow, and they're sometimes hard to see at night. So just always be aware of those settings, you know, especially in a rural area. We need to kind of be on the lookout for that.
I understand that. But, you know, that's been all new construction, and that's a lot of all brand new fence up there. And I'm still kind of wondering how they keep pointing up out there, and people keep splattering them, and what happens to the person that happens to hit one of these.
Yeah, the situation can get kind of, you know, messy as far as when it comes down to dealing with insurance on, you know, is it the landowner's responsibility, the driver's responsibility? Some of those things need to be worked through. I don't know exactly how some of those situations are handled with insurance reasons, but it's something that
Is there a tool that you have for repeat offenders? We've gotten calls before in Dunn County about an area, a particular stretch that's really bad with horses, and have even referred the caller to the sheriff's department, and they call again and again and again saying nothing's being done. You know, number one, is it from a law enforcement perspective, is it the sheriff that is the lead there? And second of all, do you have enough teeth on the penalties for it to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, typically the sheriff's department does get involved. They're out more in those rural settings and are aware of who those landowners are. But I don't want to say that our hands are tied in the situation, because we definitely address it and deal with it appropriately. But I suppose there are certain situations out there where it does become to be a repeat offense time and time again. And, we just try to have a stern talking with the landowner and let them know that, hey, this is unacceptable. I mean, you're not only losing the profit from your cattle out there, but we're putting motorists in danger.
Randy, thanks for raising it. You're not alone in having a concern on that issue. Chris in Lisbon, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I just had a question about these weight permits you have in the windows of these trucks. Somewhere along the line through harvest here, I lost mine in my truck. Can I get another copy of that, or do I have to purchase another one, or how does that work?
Yeah, you can reach out to our permits office. I'm not sure which state. I assume you're talking North Dakota, but just reach out to the permits office, and they should be able to look it up in the system and work with you to get you a duplicate for that.
Okay, thanks a lot. And I do appreciate everything you guys do, and you guys don't get enough credit for putting up with the traffic and stuff, because there's times where you're dealing with people that don't understand that we can't stop these vehicles like a car. You know, I mean, these semis are heavy and take a lot longer to stop a truck than it does a car, and I give you guys credit when you see people that don't yield to these trucks a little bit better. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Lieutenant Tom Iverson, Lieutenant Jody Scogan of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, taking your questions today at 800-228-0550. Let's go to off-air caller next.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that speed may be the number one cause, but ranked right up there is tailgating. Was out on the road yesterday, and some little car was following behind me pretty close and slowed down. And there's an opportunity to pass. Finally, through a town, I pulled over so she could pass. And ended up, she goes by talking on her cell phone, tailgating, and out of varying roads, you know. But these tailgating, I spent 10 years in a truck or a little longer. Tailgating can get you into more trouble than anything. Thank you.
All right, we don't have enough time to get an answer on whether or not the caller's right that tailgating is a big problem and what the rules are there, so we'll talk about that when we come back with our guest, Trooper Talk. We're at First International Bank and Trust in Williston today. We'll meet another one of the folks from First International Bank and Trust coming up here in just a moment, and more of our Trooper Talk. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome at 800-228-0550. When we continue, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. It'd be lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool, hiking and mountain biking trails, and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Before the top of the hour, Trooper Talk today on this Thursday, live at First International Bank and Trust, and Paul's waiting to chat with Lieutenant Scogan and Lieutenant Iverson today on the program, and we have Derek in Bismarck, Carolyn Dickinson, Barry in Cheyenne, Karen North Fargo, Steve in Minnesota. Hang tight, we'll be with you in just a moment here, answering your questions. I mentioned we're at First International Bank and Trust today, and Dan Branham is here. He's a trust officer with First International Bank and Trust. Dan, how you doing?
Good. Very good.
Nice to see you. I had the pleasure of being with Dan and a few others from the Trust Department of First International Bank and Trust at a presentation last month in Watford City with Kathy Nesson, with a lot of your customers. And one of the things I found fascinating is that that website that really helps your trust customers keep track of all their mineral rights. So you have a whole mineral land services division, right?
Yes, that's correct. Our mineral land services product is a fiduciary. It's really a nice tool that we have to keep all of our trust clients up to date. Not only trust clients, but we manage a lot of minerals for, you know, independent mineral owners too, through agency relationships. And it's really a neat tool for families who have, family members throughout the country to, you know, keep track and keep them in the know here as far as what's going on with their oil production.
What's the most satisfying part of your job as a trust officer these days with the enormous amount of opportunity and wealth creation with all of this going on? I imagine you have a growing list of customers. What most satisfies you in what you do?
You know, I think probably the biggest thing for me is being a part of that family legacy. You know, the people in North Dakota, they're some of the most hardest working, genuine people, you know, and they've been through good times and bad, and it's really neat for these people to see their minerals, you know, finally take off and produce and really give that on to the next generation and be involved in that process. That's really rewarding to me.
That's neat. And how long have you been in Williston?
I've been in Williston for about 6 years. I really like Williston. You know, it's had its challenges and stuff with the boom, but there's a lot of good things going on out here. You know, we have the new Area Recreation Center.
That place is amazing.
It is. It is. I'm actually the swim coach out here. Our new pool is, it's phenomenal. So, you know, we're starting to see a lot of young families come here. A lot of the guys that have been transients here, they're starting to bring their families here. A lot of good people out here, a lot of good things going on. Really, really glad to be part of this.
Yeah, that's a really important part of building community and strengthening families. And that facility is just, I mean, you're hard-pressed to find anything like it in the country.
Yes.
All under one roof, laid out very well. Got a neat tour from the mayor last time I was in town.
So, okay, yeah. good.
It's a great facility. Hope folks take advantage of it here. Sounds like they are. The membership's incredible.
Yes, it's always busy over there. It's always busy. Very good to see you.
That's great. Hey, Dan, thanks for stopping by. Dan Branham, Trust Officer with First International Bank of Trust, as we broadcast live today on What's on Your Mind. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Let's see. Barry, are you in Cheyenne? Is that right?
Barry in Cheyenne, yeah.
Take it away, Barry.
Hey, three things, and I promise I won't be long with the three of them. Headlights. I don't think most people realize that the biggest purpose of headlights, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, is for other people to see you, not so much to see where you're going. Turn signals. Everybody's always told to use turn signals, but they're not told how to use them. If you're hitting your brakes before you put on your turn signal or after you've got into the turn lane, you're too late. And the other thing is a green light does not mean go. It means go if it's safe to do so. And you should be checking out the intersection very much, very thoroughly as you enter it with a green light. Correct me on any of those things if I'm wrong, or confirm if I'm right. If you would, please. Thanks.
All right. Barry, giving an assist to our troopers here, Lieutenant Scogan, Lieutenant Iverson. What about Barry's points?
I think he should be in driver's ed. He's got a lot of good points. I think, first of all, the headlights issue. A lot of people may not be aware, but your headlights are to be on during inclement weather.
That's a law, right? We brought that up before in previous Trooper Talks, but that's a law.
Yep, you are correct. It needs to be on during any inclement weather, rain, snow, fog, so other vehicles can see you. I would say that that's more or less the purpose of having your headlight on at that time. Your turn signals also, they need to be on before you are, you know, hitting your brakes and about making that turn. They need to be put on in advance. And as far as the green light, you are to proceed, but he's absolutely correct. You should be proceeding with caution. If you have a green light and somebody is coming from the other direction, maybe making a left-hand turn in front of you, and it's apparent that they're pretty much going through the red light, that does not give you the go-ahead to go ahead and run into that vehicle. You actually are going to be you're going to have some fault in that crash.
Okay, that said, sometimes I'm driving and somebody will seem to just blow through that intersection. Like, gee, if I can make it before the guy that gets the green light thinks he can go, then I'm okay, despite the fact the light was yellow long before the guy got there.
Yep, a huge problem.
It'd be nice if that would get followed a little bit better.
Yep, you know, some of those intersections, particularly here in Bismarck, on State Street, those intersections, it's a long way to travel from the time that you're entering the intersection to the time you're clearing through it. It's a long distance, and there's no delay. Once that light is red for you, it's green for the person coming the other way. So we need to take those into account. But I guess kind of getting back to kind of the green light, we need to be careful with that. I'm not saying people should be allowed to run red lights. Absolutely not. But we need to be careful when we do have a green, make sure nobody else is coming from the other direction.
All right. Carolyn Dickinson, next for the troopers on What's on Your Mind Today. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have a question, well, a comment first. You know, I've had cattle for 50-some years here. And the grass is always greener on the other side. Habitual offenders are, you know, need to clean up their act. But there are times when cows do get out. But my question is, what on the interstate, what is the proper protocol when you have an ambulance coming up behind you? I pull over, but I see other people just keep right on going.
Very good observation. If the ambulance is running with the red lights on, most of the times they are. Red light means that you need to pull over and stop. Pull over to the right shoulder of the roadway and stop where safe. A lot of times the ambulance is driving down the road. Their mission is to get to where they need to go and save lives. So anytime that they're held up by other motorists, it just creates another time lag for them.
Well, I know that, but I don't understand why other people don't realize that they're supposed to pull over when they see an ambulance coming up behind them.
Yep, very good. I guess I don't understand either why they're not doing
it. None of us do either.
And you're saying pull over to the other lane is not enough. You're saying get in the shoulder.
Yep,
stop.
If those red lights are on, you need to get over to the side of the shoulder and stop.
Yeah.
Okay, then I've been doing it right.
You've been doing it right, Carol. Now let's hope some others listening start doing it right. Makes sense.
I hope so.
I mean, you see it a lot in town, but you don't on the interstate. And maybe folks just think, like, you know, they're out of the way enough. But good info today, as always. Derek and Bismarck, what's next on your mind here?
Yeah, say good morning, guys. My question is, do all CDL drivers need medical cards?
The safe answer is going to be yes. If you're operating in a if you're required to have a commercial driver's license for the particular move you're making, best bet is to have that medical card as well. Very few exceptions. So if you're required to have a CDL, have the medical card.
Okay, because I was told, I got pulled over one day and my medical card was actually expired. And he said, you don't need it anyway, according to your license.
You may have, in that particular move, whatever you're up to that day, you may have fallen into one of those exemptions to where you didn't. But
okay. So to play it safe, I should just get one?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Derek. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. With your questions for our troopers, Lieutenant Tom Iverson, Lieutenant Jody Scogan, North Dakota Highway Patrol with us today. Stephen in Minnesota, question on truck window permits that we somebody brought up earlier, and looks like you must have a follow-up. Go ahead, Stephen. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I operate out of a company out of eastern North Dakota. We haul a lot of ag products, and we run on average, 96,000 or so, little heavier on state roads because we're a 10% permit. But we have to have these two permits in the windshield. They're like 8 inches long and 4 inches thick. Plus, I have to have a transponder in my windshield. And they take up a lot of space. It gets in the way of our view. Is there anything we could do with that? You know, we used to have a sticker for the interstate permit, but they went away from that. Can I put these permits on the top of the windshield instead of the lower left-hand corner, like it says on the sheet?
The guidance provided is lower left-hand corner, but if you have a vehicle or a permit or other items that you feel might create a risk and you feel there's a safer location where you can place that, then by all means do that.
Yeah, are they ever going to go back to the interstate sticker again, or that would help a lot?
That I don't know. We certainly do listen to the concerns, and there's lots of different takes out there and approaches to what the best product is, and as far as visibility and so forth. So it is quite possible, but at this point, I'm not aware of any decisions one way or another on making any changes.
Steve, thanks for the call. I'm going to keep moving here with our time getting short. Karen in North Fargo, question, you're next.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sure.
Okay. Thank you for keeping people in cars safe. What should they bring with in the winter in their cars to be safe?
You know what? It's now is the time, a good reminder to tell the motoring public out there that you should be keeping a winter first aid kit or winter survival kit in your vehicle. First of all, you should always have a window scraper. Get those windows scraped off when you're starting out in the morning. You need to have all of them free and clear of any snow, ice. It's just gonna make your life a whole lot easier when you're traveling down the roadway. Some of the items that you should have in your vehicle, of course, a flashlight, some warm blankets, maybe a change of clothes in there, some warmer clothes, fire starter, anything like that. There's not a whole lot of cases that I'm aware of that I've came upon where they're, getting pretty drastic and starting to freeze to death out there. But those are items that we should have in our vehicle because you never know. Bad winter storm comes up and we've become stranded out on the roadway. You never know how long you're going to be out there.
Good question, Karen. Thanks. Jim Bismarck, let's get your question in quickly here.
Yes. I've been meeting oncoming traffic on 4 lane, like on 83 and 94. That's my question.
When are high beams legal?
I guess I didn't hear the exact question, but yes, you can run the high beams on a divided highway, but not if you're falling behind a vehicle. You've got to shut them off.
All right, but as long as you're on a divided highway, you're okay using them. Got it. Jim, thanks for the call. Mark and Jerry, when we come back, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Segment from First International Bank of Trust in Williston. We're having a blast today, brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. Told you about them already. PetroServe USA. We hit the road often here on What's on Your Mind, and when we do, we fill up where you can get all kinds of choices at the pump, from E85 to E15, E10, PetroServe USA locations in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, they're in Mandan, and all across the great state of North Dakota into Minnesota as well. And by MyPillow.com, oh, I never leave the home without my pillow, and encourage you to do the same. The National Sleep Foundation's official pillow is got a great deal right now. MyPillow, 2-for-1 on their original classic pillow to celebrate that wonderful award from the National Sleep Foundation, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Why? Well, it stays cool. You don't toss and turn. It has a patented interlocking fill, which means it adjusts any sleep position. It's non-allergenic. It's machine washable. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It has a 69 money-back guarantee. I mean, what's not to love? Here's the number. Don't wait another day.
without the great sleep you'll get from my pillow. 800-506-9028, special number for our listeners, 800-506-9028, or mypillow.com. Use promo code Scott. Simon Fisher is here from First International Bank and Trust. Before we get back to our calls for the troopers, we've had the great pleasure of meeting some folks today from First International Bank and Trust. And Simon's one of those guys who sort of caught the wave from Eastern North Dakota, said, I'm out of here. I'm going to Western North Dakota.
Absolutely. I couldn't think of a better place to just start a career. Absolutely. First International Bank and Trust has provided a number of options for individual sisters myself looking to get started in their career. And certainly I'm very happy to be here on the western side of the state.
How do you compare the two?
You know, it's kind of an apples to oranges argument. They're totally different. They just have so much different aspects to offer. For example, on the eastern side of the state, you're cranking out, you know, there's 15,000 plus students on the eastern side of the state, whereas out here on the western side, it's a little easier to stand out. And so there's just a world of opportunity for those that are willing and able to come out to the western side of the state. And there's a lot to see, you know, being in North Dakota, and I guess for at least the past 15 years, and to come out and see what's on the western side. I feel like everyone on the eastern side should do it at least once just to see what's going on.
That's good advice. Absolutely. And you're helping customers every day here with consumer loans. Is that right?
Absolutely. So I primarily specialize in consumer lending.
That means a new boat. That means a new RV, a little ATV, maybe a little snowmobile. You actually got some snow here, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The toys, right?
For sure.
Yeah, sounds great. Hey, Simon, good to meet you. Thanks for doing what you do.
Hey, thanks much.
Simon Fisher from First International Bank and Trust. All right, Trooper Talk in our final segment today, and Mark in Newtown had a question for the troopers. Go ahead, Mark. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thanks. I'm an independent trucker, and I have a friend who owns a tow business with the law enforcement quite a bit on wreck. So, he told me that a car turned out in front of a big truck. Of course, they know what happened when that happened. But he didn't have a logbook, so he was arrested at the spot. Local truck drivers don't have to carry a logbook. I run a time card. Is that a problem?
No, we have many, 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 many carriers in North Dakota that operate under time card regulations. So the information that he would have been arrested on the spot is false. If there was some type of an hours of service violation, that certainly could have been addressed at the time. But as far as an arrest, and I'm not aware of that particular incident, but time card carriers are all over the state.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Sure, go ahead quickly.
Okay. The same guy also said that when the storm came in the other day, the road iced up, and there were three truckers that spun out on the road. That was a big mess. The trooper told him that if they don't get $1,000 worth of towing expenses each time, he was going to make sure that they got that in fine. Is that something you guys condone? How do you
put
something like that as a truck driver?
Well, I'm pretty suspicious of the accuracy of that statement. And if there are statements like that being made, there should be some phone calls being made to the regional offices so that can be looked into and more than likely, rebutted. But no, winter weather certainly does cause an increase in commercial motor vehicle crashes. We see that weather is the primary contributing factor when it comes to commercial motor vehicle crashes. And we also know that, say, last year in 2013, most of our fatal crashes that involved a commercial motor vehicle were caused by the driver of the second vehicle. If it was a two-vehicle crash, we did investigate and find that the non-commercial motor vehicle in nearly 70% of those fatal crashes was the contributing factor to that event taking place. So that there certainly is some concern out there, and justifiably, about the actions of the non-commercial motor vehicle driver. But there's also a federal regulation that requires commercial motor vehicle operations to cease when the winter weather becomes, in their words, sufficiently dangerous. And we have plenty of those examples in North Dakota, and I know we tend to get desensitized to them. We feel like we can drive right through them, but the federal regulation is 392.14. That's 392.14. And if you're involved in commercial trucking in any manner, whether you're a safety director, an owner operator, a driver, you should take a look at that regulation.
Very good advice. Yeah, good advice. We're short on time, but I know you want to throw out a website, too, on other winter driving tips, Lieutenant Scogan.
Yes, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has some valuable information on their website, especially regarding 392.14 that the trucking industry should be aware of.
All right, we got it in there. Google it up. Bing it up, as we say. Gentlemen, thanks for the time today. As always, great job taking all those questions. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. Get your calls in a little earlier next time. We try to do this at least once a month with our troopers, Lieutenant Scogan, Lieutenant Iverson. Thank you from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer, pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.